Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all you lovely souls across the world. This is Reverend Karen L. Huseby from the Spiritual Path Spiritual Church in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. And we are so happy to be sharing time with you on this beautiful morning. Due to the fact that we can no longer have physical church services at this time, we decided to bring you all a little upliftment program of hope. And so we are so happy to do our church service online. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. And know, just know, that you are never alone in this time of crisis. So now I'm going to turn over the program to Reverend Pam Lemon.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, we will do a meditation for relaxation and letting go of fear. Our church service begins every Sunday with a healing portion. And this is how we're going to send healing out to all of you this morning. First, sit in a comfortable position and gently close your eyes. Now, inhale deeply to fill your lungs with air. And then exhale very slowly so you can feel the sensation of releasing the breath, letting go. Breathe in deeply. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of all your thoughts. You might picture thoughts as clouds appearing and passing out of sight, leaving a wide open sky. Breathe in deeply at your own fill the lungs, and then breathe out, sensing thoughts and clouds appearing and disappearing. One more time. Inhale deeply, filling the lungs. And with the exhale, letting go of thoughts, leaving a wide open sky. Continue with the second step. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of all physical. Inhale deeply, breathing in, filling the lungs, and then letting go of any areas of tension, sensing relaxation in your entire body. Again, inhale deeply, filling the lungs, and with an out-breath, letting go of physical tension, as if ice is melting into water. And one more time. Inhale deeply, and on exhale, releasing tightness, letting go. And with our final third set of breath, imagine letting go of all the burdens as this water is dissipating into vapor. Inhale deeply. teaching. Bring the mind and loosen the burden of your heart. Water is disappearing into basin. One more time. Inhale. Exhale. Letting go of worry and fear. Now, let your breathing begin its natural rhythm. Relax into inhale and exhale into greater well-being. Continue this breathing, and when ready, return with relax.
So I hope that all of you listened in and did that meditation, and I hope that helped you some way. Now, next, we're going to have Reverend Marilyn Fair, and she's going to do the homily like we do every week at our service. So, as I said, sit back, get comfortable, and listen to her words of wisdom.
Thank you, Karen. Good morning, everyone. It is good to be in touch with our congregation. With anyone else who has chosen to join us today. I am going to start with something that was written by a rabbi about the pandemic, and it goes like this. Every hand that we don't shake must become a phone call that we make. Every embrace that we avoid must become a verbal expression of warmth and kindness. Every inch that we place between ourselves and others must become a thought as to how we might be able to help. Those are wonderful words for times like this. There is a lot of the news about keeping a safe distance from each other. It is something we have to do in times like this. It is a scary situation. It causes anxiety. It causes depression. But we must go on. As a spiritualist, I know that I must continue to function the best way I can. I must think about what I can do for others. I must ask myself, what can I do to help? I must think of our second principle, the brotherhood and sisterhood of men. Yes, we must keep our distance and wash our hands frequently. But we can send out healing to the world, pray for the world. We do what we can. We don't have to do big things. We can do small things because they matter too. There is a lot going on right now. There is a lot of scary things going on around us. We must draw upon our faith to get us through the next few weeks or months. We can't change what is happening, but we can change the way we react to it. We can send out positive thoughts. Sometimes we may get depressed. We don't know what will happen next. We can be more positive than our own lives, but nothing lasts forever. We can practice compassion. The brotherhood and sisterhood of man is about compassion. It is how we share the world with each other. It is how we treat each other. We are in trying times now. We need to embrace the spirit of compassion and caring. We will have challenges. I know that it is hard for a lot of us. This too shall pass. One day in the future, we will look back and wonder how we got through it, and we will get through it. As we are spending more time at home, we can slow down, appreciate what is around us, and who is around us. Maybe we needed some downtime. Some of us lead hectic lives. Maybe some of us need to reconnect with our spiritual self. Maybe we needed to connect more with our family. Maybe it's time to find that spiritual something that just might be missed. Maybe we can find that spiritual awareness that connects us to our Creator, the Source, the Divine God. This is a time for us to bring compassion and caring into our lives. There are people that have lost their jobs. We can donate to a food bank. We can volunteer to help those in need. There are those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus. We can call them. We can be there for them. We can send them help. There are people in other countries that need our prayer. We can pray for them. Lives are devastated. There are nurses, doctors, working around the clock to save lives, putting their own lives in danger. We can send them help. We don't know how the coronavirus will affect us. That is why our prayers are important. We need to pray for those good people that work around the clock to help others. That is why sending healing to those in need is important. That is what we can do for others. But what can we do for ourselves? Some of us are fearful. We can turn those thoughts into something positive. While we have more time on our hands, we can sit quietly and think about all of the good things that we have. How many of us do that? There is always something to be grateful for. All spiritual paths support a grateful approach to life. Buddhism teaches awareness of change and calls for gratitude for each instance of existence. Jewish and Christian liturgies often include the affirmation, thanks be to God. A Jewish prayer includes the words, I am grateful to God for giving me another day, another opportunity to use it wisely. While we are spending more time at home, we can contemplate the blessings that we have. We can be grateful for our good health, our loved ones, friends, and all good things. Learn to flow with life instead of shutting down. We can experience each breath as a gift. We may see things as a burden, but choose to transform them into a blessing. Contemplating our blessings can be a form of prayer. Sometimes we just exist, living day after day in our daily routine. Then, something happens to change all of that. That is what is going on today. It forces us to look at life in a different way. It will either transform us or make us fearful. We can choose the path we want to follow because we always have a choice. Of course, we have to do things that keep us safe. Remember, it is how we react to what is going on around us that will determine if we see the glass half full or half empty. As a spiritualist, I will always be working for the brotherhood and sisterhood of man. I will always be working for the greater good of the world. Now, I would like everyone listening to take a couple of deep breaths. I would like you to get into a comfortable position no matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Listen to the affirmations I'm about to say. Use them any time. You feel you need them. I am grateful for a body that breathes, lives, and lives. I am grateful for those who give their time to keep me safe. I will be calm and let the divine's energy flow through me. I realize that what is happening in our world today will pass. Thank you.
Now we're going to have Reverend Ashley Ash do the closing prayer.
Oh, Heavenly God, Master of all, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We are grateful for your awesome power. As we listen to the news and all that is happening across the nation, Please guide us to realize each of us has an impact on one another. God, lighten us with your power so we may touch someone's life, whether it be through the power of prayer, an act of kindness for the elderly, or a service to reach out to a community. We ask you, God, to guide our president, national leaders, friends, and citizens, to allow us to come together in unity as your children. Open our minds and hearts. Give us heavenly wisdom to face each day. God, you hold all the world in your hands, and we are gracious, strong, and courageous as our lives unfold. Knowing your love and light will guide each of us. We place our trust and faith in you, God. Allow us to focus on your blessings as we rid ourselves of our anxieties and fears, as we show our gratitude for you. Send your light of love all around us. Fill us with your spirit to allow us to grow spiritually. Allow your heavenly angels to walk with us. We are continually grateful as we lift up our hearts to you, individuals, as a nation. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. I would just like to say that during this time, spiritualists throughout history have always helped mankind in some way. And I hope in some way this small little service has helped you. I was listening to a song today. It was called Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. Obviously, we can't reach out and touch somebody's hand, but we can reach out and touch somebody somewhere around the world. Just that small little thing you can do. And you might not think it's anything, but to the other person, it surely would be. So as I sit here thinking about that, I'm going to try and reach out and touch somebody around the world. And I hope this service today in some way has touched you and shown you that you are never alone in this world. Never. And as I sit here, I think about that. And one more thing I would like to do, I would like to take a moment. Everybody sit wherever you are. I want you to all send out healing all over the world, to people who may need it, people we never thought of, things that are happening. So let's sit here and take a brief moment and send out some healing to those in need. And remember, may you be the light that helps others see. God bless you, and that's the end of our service. Thank you for listening.